It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Price City Fire Chief Fitzgerald Peterson, and we're going to be talking about fireworks because we've got the big 24th of July holiday that is right upon us. We're going to talk a little about how things went for the 4th, which I'm my understanding is it was stellar. We're going to talk more about that with him. And then when can you light off fireworks and where can you light off fireworks and just other ways to be safe and to watch what you're doing when it comes to these things. We all love to get out and have fun with them, but there are certain things that we need to do to make sure that we're taking care of safety first. Chief, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Dave. I love being here, and thank you for having me back.
Anytime, you know, and I guess I lied the last time we talked because I said the next time we were going to talk, it was going to be turkey fryers. But here we are talking about fireworks one last time, and let's kind of just open up with kind of talking a little about how the 4th of July went for the Price City Fire Department and for Price City as a whole.
We had the break from fireworks right after the Bear Fire, of course. You know that. We had a restriction that we banned them in the town. And so it was a very easy year. People took that very seriously, and we didn't have one fire-related call on the 4th last year, and I thought that would never be repeated. We went back to business as usual, and we still did not have a fireworks-related 911 call this year. Absolutely remarkable.
And, you know, I realize that, you know, on a let's put it this way. You used to work up in the Salt Lake Valley and on the Wasatch Front. On a good 4th of July weekend, average, how many calls would you get?
Oh, each station was going to get anywhere from 10 to 20 calls nonstop. It's one of those days where we joke, you don't make your bed. We were doing 48-hour shifts. You just don't make your bed. There's no reason, you know. And so it was like that. Man, moving down here, and our citizens are very responsible, as much as I could have ever have dreamed. Very happy about that.
So we made it through the 4th of July safely. And, you know, moving into the 24th, of course, the same thing, same rules apply as with the 4th. There are certain days when you can light them off,
correct,
certain times and all those things. So what are they for the 24th then?
So the 22nd through the 25th, so today all the way until the day after, you can light. The hour goes to 11, except on the 24th, which is the holiday. And on the holiday, you can do it till midnight. Just be respectful, be aware of your surroundings, and the restrictions for Price City are the ones that have interaction with the wildland, for example, Wood Hill and up and anywhere, Price River, all of the areas, and those maps are available on both of our websites. But those are the only restrictions because we don't want to impact the wildland area and create a situation where it becomes a statewide fire. We do not want that.
And you said when we were in here talking for the 4th of July, you kind of made the comment that it's almost everywhere that Price City butts up against county property.
Absolutely. And that's our focus. And the county area butts up against the state area, and we just don't want to have an impact on other communities. We don't want to have an impact on other resources. And that's why we put those restrictions in place. Otherwise, the city itself, it just knows how to handle a holiday like this. I'm very happy about that.
And once again, you also said that the maps are on Price City's website.
Correct.
They're on the fire department's Facebook page. You can check all those maps out.
And I'll put it up again today.
And know right where you're at. And anything inside those borders, you're okay. I believe it's purple.
Yeah.
Anything outside of the purple is where you want to stay away
from.
That's
right. And you'll notice right on the map, it's just wildland interface. That's what we call it, is an interface. And you'll see, as soon as you look at the map, you'll see why those were selected. And it's just going to be a historical thing that we'll do probably every year that I'm here, at least. But, gosh, we have great citizens, so they're responsive to it.
So just be safe if you're going to go do that. How about some, before we go, how about some safety tips for fireworks? You know, and we talk every year that one of the worst things, one of the worst offenders when it comes to injuries is something as simple as sparklers.
And they're just so hot. That's why they're popular, because the visual aspect of it, and we give them to small children, and they're very susceptible to burn injuries because, you know, coordination and age. And and stuff like that. But that's one of our most common injuries are those. And gosh, they're reaching upwards to over 1,000 degrees at the ignition point. So we have to be very careful with those. And one of the things that we always tell people, make sure you have a bucket of water. Make sure that you soak your fireworks after they're used. Particularly those that don't light. Boy, those are the ones that I worry about. Keep a water source such as a hose near you. Make sure that you're keeping an eye on the children and the pets. Oh my gosh, well, they wander off and get in the... we've both seen videos and we know stories where pets have knocked over a fireworks display just before it's about to go off, and then that causes injury and damage to property, and that's not what we want.
Right, and one of the other things, too, and before we get out of here is, you know, maybe light them off in the street.
Please.
Try not to aim them towards anybody's house.
Right.
You know?
Look for cars coming before you do it.
It sounds simple.
Right.
But we it seems like whenever we get around fireworks and we start lighting them off, we're 12 years old again. Right. So just be safe.
Yeah, and we have these successes behind us. I'm hoping for that same success for this weekend. Man, will we have a story. We will have a story if we can pull this off again. So that's what we're shooting for. That's what we're hoping for.
All right. Price City Fire Chief Fitzgerald Peterson, thank you so much for taking the time out, as always, to come in, talk a little fireworks safety. Now I think I can safely say the next time we talk, it'll be about turkey fryers.
Right. I'm looking forward to that.
All right, Chief. Once again, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, boss.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.